Metropolitan Police, 1240.
Thank you for calling the Metropolitan Police. The 5th of the 5th, 2021.
Do
you wish to report a crime that is happening now, or someone is injured and in need of urgent medical attention, or in immediate danger, please hang up and dial 999 now. You can report a non-emergency crime via our website at www.met.police.uk. That's met.police.uk. For custody-related inquiries, please press 1. To report a new crime or antisocial behaviour, press 2. To provide or receive an update on an existing crime report, press 3. For road traffic incidents, press 4. To contact an officer or individual, press 5. To hear these options again, press 0, or to speak with an operator, press 9. All of our operators are currently busy dealing with emergencies. If you are reporting antisocial behaviour, please stay on the line. If you are calling to report a crime or a road traffic incident, you may find it quicker and more behavior. convenient to use our website. Simply go to www.met.police.uk.
Hello, how you doing? Can I get a telephone number for insurance for the Metropolitan Police, please, and an email?
Can you get what, sorry?
A telephone number to speak to insurance for the Metropolitan Police, insurance claims, and a and an email, please. I want to make an insurance claim. I want to make an insurance claim against the Metropolitan Police.
Insurance claim for what exactly?
I'd rather keep that in those to speak to tell the insurance department themselves.
You don't have an insurance department. That's why I'm asking you what kind of claim is it you want to make.
For fraudulent dishonesty. I would like to make a claim through Sorich. They have Sorich Insurance, who insures you. And
what's the issue?
I have multiple issues that I'm addressing, but mostly most of it is covered under section page 133 of the insurance policy for Sorich, which is dishonesty, fraudulent mistake, and fraudulent mistakes. So yeah, come on, hurry up, wake me here.
Okay, so can you tell me what's happened? What led you to...
Okay, where it start? What do you want me to start with? The ASBO with...
No, I just need to know why you want a number for the insurance.
I would like to make an insurance claim in regard to dishonesty and fraudulent actions by civil servant and police. I would like to sue Bow Call Centre, Met CC. I would like to sue Scotland Yard.
That's civil, so you need to get a solicitor to do that.
I need to get a solicitor. It's not civil, it's criminal. I would like
it's
the police...
It's not criminal, it's civil.
I've got...
If you want to sue someone or take someone to court for any matter, you have to go through a civil court first.
You have to get... And the civil court will pass you up to whatever state, to the High Court.
Exactly.
But the reason... It's not necessary. I can act litigant on my own behalf, and
that's fine. You can act on your own, but you need some free legal advice from Citizens Advice Bureau.
I just spoke to them just this second and recorded the conversation, and I've been on the phone to Enfield Council's insurance. I've got Enfield Council's insurance policies from 2012 to 2021, Travellers, Aspen and QBE here. I've got all of the insurance policies for the Metropolitan Police from 2012 till date, and I'm concerned about a clause that's in the Metropolitan Police's insurance policy on page 133, where it says that you will pay out for dishonest claims and for fraudulent mistakes by police, but it says that you have a 2-year period to contact Sorich Insurance and make the claim. So, i.e. you're tied into a long-term contract. You was tied into a contract from the 6th of June 2016, and that ends next month on the 21st. That's a 5-year contract. The term in the endorsement policy for Sorich says that they will pay out for dishonesty, but you have 2 years to report the claim to them. And basically that would mean, okay, well, at the end of the long term, it'd be disproportionate and it breaches the equality rights. So I'm trying to speak, I spoke to the legal ombudsman and I spoke to FOC and financial people as well. And basically what I've come to the understanding is if you've got a 5-year contract and it says the term in there that you're not insured after 2 years for dishonesty, if that starts at the end of 5 years, it breaches the Equality Act for the clients it was set up for, because of it mean that the person that had a police officer or civil servant that works on the Met Police do something to him in 16 would have 7 years to...
Now, I've got 400
recordings at horrificcorruption.com under audio,
right, okay, and I've so got all. And what I've got, is the reason for your call today then? Because
I'm allowed to make a call.
It's almost wasting police time because I've given you the advice that you need, and you've already advised me that you've reported this before a number of times.
I have two friends. Yeah, one friend the other day that had his front door kicked off by the police. The police gave him... Madam, please be courteous.
I'm not here to speak about a friend.
No, I'm explaining to you. Madam, please be patient because you're making this more complicated than what you have to do.
You're supposed
to be trained. Listen to this. My friend just got a number given to him the other day by the police. Yeah? Because they kicked his front door off, madam. That number is for insurance. My mother just had my brother's front door kicked off 2 weeks ago. They gave my mother a telephone number and an email, and my mother emailed insurance direct, and so did my other friend who had his front door off. I'm just asking you, out of courtesy, please can you provide me with that information so I can contact the insurance?
That is not the correct... What you're suggesting, basically... And what you're advising me is not the number that I would have given for someone that for a police officer that's kicked open a door, for example, or like, you know, damaged property. That's a completely different number, a completely different department.
A completely different insurance department.
It's not insurance. Insurance.
It is because they put my okay. You might understand something that I don't understand, but my mother wrote to them, and the email that she writes to, when she gets it back, it says insurance.
Your mother's situation is different to what you are.
No, they damaged the front door. The police damaged someone's property, and they believed that something was wrong. My brother needed to claim the money back for the front door because the front door was £3,000. So the police gave him an insurance number.
All right, look. If you're going to keep talking about other people in this conversation and not what you're calling about, I'm going to clear the line.
I'm calling about damages. I'm calling about damage and fraud and fraudulent activity. Can I take your name, please, madam? And a time and CAD for this telephone conversation, please.
It's not. You won't get a CAD reference number because it's a switchboard call.
Well, can I take your name then, please? And the time
and... Pay number is 743.
Pardon? 743.
743-097.
097, your name is? You gave your name in the beginning. I was recording the conversation from the beginning. I've recorded this conversation all the way through it.
The call. You can listen back to what you've recorded. I definitely did not mention my name.
Okay, I thought you did mention your name, and I will. I'll put in a FOI, and I'll request the information off the Metropolitan Police today. Then I'll write that letter now. I'm not happy with the way that you've treated me throughout this conversation. You've made things very awkward, and you're supposed to be trained in dealing with different people with different problems within society, and you're supposed to be able to calm a situation down and not to keep throwing me off all on the fire, saying, well, you're not going to deal with the issue. And I understand that you're saying that you've come to a conclusion that there is no insurance number that anyone can contact, or no insurance department that deals with claims, but there is.
But okay.
Well, you're saying to me you can't provide me with that information. If I put an FOI into the council now...
For what you're asking me, there's no department that deals with what you are. What you want is to claim for insurance for a number of things that are not what we would deal with. What you're asking for needs to be dealt with via a complaint. You said you've already complained a number of times. Therefore, there's nothing more that I can advise you.
Okay.
You need to go down the civil route. if you're calling about, you're talking about your mum and your friends.
If I can prove criminal,
let me speak.
Go on. I apologise.
You're talking about your mum and your friends and other people, and that they've called a number and hadn't been given the email addresses for a department that deals with claims. That's correct. I know that number for the department that deals with claims. In regards to kicking down doors, illegitly or forced entry, for example, when they didn't need to force entry. There is a department for that. However, what you're asking for, there's no department for that. You have to go through...
It's the same thing. It's a mistake.
It's not the same thing because you haven't mentioned anything of that of that nature.
Okay. What I'm going to explain to you is I can prove that the police fraudulently frauded an ASBO. They frauded the timestamps, that the police made the phone calls to Bow themselves. I've got all of the FOIs out of the computer now, and I can prove this because I've took
What's
all...
What's your number, please?
My telephone number. I can prove attempted murder from police officers that they tried to murder me. Yeah, I will do. I'm going to get it for you right now, madam. And the police have refused to act in accordance to my rights, my human rights, and to do a fair investigation and take my calls that I've made to them seriously. Now, I've suffered because of that, because of their neglect and gross misconduct and what they initiated in the beginning. My telephone number, I'm just getting it out of the phone, madam, for you. And if I show you what I can prove, what the police have done and what the council have done, my telephone number is 07864 217 5519. What I'm trying to
5519.
Yeah, it's 217 519. What I'm trying to do right now, madam, is
What's
I have
your
two.
Name,
my name is Mr. Simon. My middle name, Christian name, is Paul, and my surname's Cordell. C O R D E W L. What I'm trying
your
to do.
Birth?
Pardon.
Your date of birth.
26/1, 1981. What I'm
your
trying
to
is Echo November 3, 7 Juliet, Quebec. What I'm trying to explain to you.
Sorry, Echo November 3.
7 Juliet, Quebec, 7 JQ. What I'm trying to do is
Echo November 3.
Yeah, EN 3, 7 JQ.
JQ for Quebec, or you?
Yeah, Quebec.
What number do you live at?
109. I've got the police... what I'm trying to explain to you here now, madam, yeah, is I'm trying to save the police a lot of problems where I've put the right in for an out-of-court settlement so that I don't have to go to court and I don't have to follow criminal prosecution because I can prove more than attempted murder against more than one employee. I've got multiple staff from Bow telling me that I'm dead down the phone. I've got Sally Gilchrist, all legal executives, telling me I'm a dead man, there's nothing I can do recording. I've transcribed all these up. I can prove what happened in the ASBO and how PC Shinnock from the patrol centre phoned used that up and used that sent the police out. Then they made the ASBO and forged all of the history. I can prove everything, how it come out the computers, the lot. Yeah. Now, what I'm saying is I don't want to send all these police officers to prison and all of you lot or your ex-colleagues or colleagues to be now, yeah, to prison, yeah. So what I was trying to do was I was going to do an out-of-court settlement. The council broke and gave me all their insurance policies. So I've got 500 million off of the council, 500 million in insurance policies off the neighbourhood office team, and the same for the police, 500 million, 50 million a year they're insured for 10 years. So I was doing an out-of-court settlement. Now, the thing is, if I when I checked the policy for dishonesty in the councils, they wasn't insured. So I was quite upset that the council's not covered for all of this. But the police are covered, and they made the ASBO in joint circular, which is easily proved. So in that sense, if three people commit a crime and one person gets caught but two get away, and that one person is insured, the insurance company pay out. Just because the other two got caught and weren't insured doesn't mean the insurance company wouldn't pay out. So I offered an out-of-court settlement to the insurance companies. Now, the problem is, their claim says that it ends in if the user don't report dishonesty within 2 years to them, the police ain't insured. Yeah, so the police, I can sue the police now, and the police, I'd have to go through the courts like you're saying, they're all going to get arrested, they're all going to do life sentences, I can guarantee that, yeah, for you, yeah? And everyone's going to get in trouble. So, what if I can get the out-of-court settlement where everyone don't get arrested, but this clause is getting in the way. So what I've worked out by the clause is, it says if you are in a long-term policy for 5 years, if that's from 2016 June till 2021, if someone puts a claim in, if you are saying, well, Shoreditch Insurance is saying, well, that starts at the end of your long-term policy, so you've got till 2020 to report dishonesty, that would be disproportionate and unfair to the clients and a breach of the Equality Act, because what it means is the person in 16 had 7 years to get and to sort out their claim, and the person that got put a claim in 2021 now would only have 2 years. So you'd have to look at the policy to say, okay, well, each year
I'm going to have to cut you, okay? We've been on the phone for 14 minutes and I've advised you accordingly. You're repeating yourself, quite frankly.
Yeah, but I was just going to explain to you the beginning.
My advice is the same, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give you the reference number for the call. I'm advised that there is no direct, there's no direct...
When you're making, it's in the endorsement book. If you damage a front door by mistake and someone's making a claim, can I explain something? I've got the insurance policies here, madam, with me right now in my hand, and it says in the same endorsement book, if you damage a door, it's the same claim department. You don't have separate departments for it all. It's all one department that would deal with the whole lot. You're not making logical sense in what you're saying or you're advising. Yes, please. It's the same insurance company that you go
right,
to.
Your reference number for the call is CAD.
CAD.
3082. And the date today,
which is the 5th of the 5th, 2021, and it's 12:57. Okay, I can understand what you're saying, madam. I beg to differ, because from reading the endorsements, yeah, I can understand that.
No, we're not going back into that.
You have the same issues all over it.
For 15 minutes, and I've advised
you're paid to, you're paid to address issues, and issues that the police calls take longer than 15 minutes to address. So I think you're being unfair and unreasonable in keep stating that the time. This isn't a rush hour. You're not in Manchester, and you're dealing with business issues. The company's running business objectives, and I'm telling you where the company's at fault, and we're addressing them issues, and you keep being rude, trying to cut off this, because you're saying that you've spent too long in fixing this 15 minutes in fixing my life and the damage that the police have caused my life since 2013 and what I can prove. I've told you that I can prove criminal intent and I can prove criminal stuff, and you've not even asked me, well, what police officers can you prove this about? Because it's my job and my responsibility to report what you're reporting about. You're having a go at me for managing things or for asking for 15 minutes of your time. I'm going to cut the call as you wish, and I feel that I've been treated very unfairly by yourself and unreasonable, and what you're saying, and you've not took on board what I'm explaining to you, that I have the policies here, and that no matter what the claim, it's the same insurance company. The same endorsement book explains for use to cover aeroplanes, hovercrafts, broken front doors, and it also covers dishonesty.
Advised me that you're making a claim.
So they all claim the same things. I would like to speak to insurance.
Can you let me speak? Because you have been speaking, and I've let you speak. You are making a claim about attempted murder.
No, not attempted murder. I said I can prove attempted murder. I've said to you dishonesty and fraudulent actions.
So you're making a claim on dishonesty.
Yes, and
how do you manage to get money for dishonesty?
Because the insurance, I've got your insurance policy here right now, and in the Shoreditch insurance policy.
So you're making a claim for dishonesty to police.
No, the police are covered, and under here it says.
Can you answer that question, yes, please? Are you making a claim for dishonesty?
The police made a fraudulent document, and which is under the Fraud Act 2006 Companies Act, and they were dishonest in favouring the paperwork that they presented to the court to get me 9 years for illegal raves, when I didn't even get arrested for the organisation of illegal raves. I've never been interviewed for it. When they frauded all of it, never had no victim statements, never had forged all of the timestamps to your call centres, are all wrong. So, under your insurance policy for Sorich here, policy select policy document, it says that Sorich covers the police for employee dishonesty, part Q, page 113. And if I go to page 113, it explains everything else that they're insured for. Breaking front doors in the same book, it explains everything. So it's to say, it explains if you have any claim, what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to. And on page 133, it says employee dishonest, special defamations, personally insured as stated in the schedule, system of selected and control, the system of employee selection utilized to ensure the subsidy. It basically explains that you are covered, but you have 2 years. Now, you are not going to be insured for my claim, and my claim is going to come up to is a substantial claim. The only way you're going to get insured and make sure that your colleagues and everyone's protected is by listening to what I'm explaining to you and taking it on board and addressing it correctly, and you haven't managed to achieve that yet. Yeah, I've explained to you the end of it, like, okay, well, in 16 it'd be this, at 20 if the long term happened in the long term, but you used to put people into prison for longer than 3 years. So if it happened, if you in your policy at 2016, if you've got 2 years after that 17-18, which will make it not disproportionate where the term starts at the end, the clause, yeah, what it'd mean is that you could only insure your employees for dishonesty or if they do anything fraudulent to any member of the public. But if you put someone into prison for 3 years and they can't get access to information in the prison, when they get released and get to the internet, they can't make an insurance claim against you because you don't cover anyone for 3 years because of this clause. But the person that got 1 year and proved their innocence.
Right, so I'm not here to talk about law, okay? If you want the,
I'm not talking about law, I'm talking about my claim,
okay,
and the police.
If you want the contact details for the insurance and claim services, you can contact them. They would advise you, 9 out of 10 probably what I've already advised you. But you can by all means take their
I've got the policy here, madam. You're talking gibberish, to be honest.
Can you let me speak, please? They are contactable via address, so you have to contact them like via a letter. So do you want to take their details?
Yes, please.
So it's Insurance and Claim Services.
Okay.
Metropolitan Police Service.
Okay.
Floor 2.
Okay.
Holborn Police Station.
Okay.
Hold on a second, let me just make sure that's correct. Give me a minute.
Conduct Street.
That's correct.
And it's Sally Gilchrist who made the ASBO that's in charge of all the insurance policies.
I don't know who.
Yeah, Sally Gilchrist is your legal director for Scotland Yard, and she's the one that went to every court case when the police and the council made the ASBO together. She took it on and went to every court case, and I've got her on the phone from Scotland Yard saying, "You're a dead man." She didn't realise I was recording. You've been robbed. There's nothing you can do. I've got her admitting that no victims would attend court for the ASBO, and no victims wanted to write statements, but yet there's 4 statements all in third party perspectives from each one of it. Like, it's unbelievable. Anyway, madam, have a good day. I hope you have a good day. I don't even think I need to know you. I don't know you are anymore, but I'm going to contact Lamb Street and what's not. Have a good
Sorry.
Day. Okay, thank you for your time, and I think that's as far as this is going to go, this conversation. I've got the address that I need now. Thank you for your assistance.
Can you just hold the line a second, please?
The problem with the clause in the policy is yous that were insured from 2015, 2016 to 2021, and that if this 2 year clause is in, that would mean you only had till 2019.
Do you want to see the details for the independent office for police conduct?
For police conduct. I'm trying to get an out of court settlement at the moment, so I can cause.
Okay. Do you want to take the details?
Yeah, I'll take the details. I will do. I will do. Yes, please.
Right. So their contact number is 0300.
0300.
020.
020.
0096.
0096. I can get the rest of the information up on the internet with that.
You can look on the internet and type in IOPC, and it will come up with the post details and email address if you wanted that as well.
Okay, do you understand why I've made this call to try to stop problems? And because my concern, this clause makes it so that the police...
No, we've already gone over...
User ain't insured. User ain't insured for my claim.
Yourself, okay? We've spoken about this. You've made a number of complaints about the same matter. So hopefully with the information...
User ain't insured from 15...
You'll be able to put an end to it. You've got the reference numbers. I'm going to clear the line now.
Yeah, because 14 was when this all happened, you know, for the ASBO.
Okay.
So you have to be insured from the 11 policy till the thing, and the 2 years is over from the 14. Okay, well, you have a good day, madam. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Take care. Thank you. Bye.